This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hey everyone, welcome to My Millennial Money Express. I'm Glenn James. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. We're going to talk about three things to know when you're under 30 when it comes to managing your money. Three basic things. And if you're over 30 and you haven't got this stuff sorted, that's okay. Today's the day. You can learn. You can understand. Hey, thank you to everybody who has purchased the book, Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested. We've got so many good testimonies. In fact, I'll play this one now quickly. It's blown me away.
As an avid personal finance book reader, I can say that Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested is my favorite book that I've read. It offers such a wide array of information that you will learn so much, whether you are someone in debt with no idea what to do, or you're looking for a strategy for investing in different classes. I'm definitely recommending this book to so many people, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy it as well.
And thank you so much, Josh, for sending that in. Now, three things to know when you're under 30. Let's do it. Number one, I've been thinking lately that groupthink with society, like group money think, it's actually so crap and rubbish, because most of the time, there's lots of companies that are out there to make lots of money, whether that's interest-free payments with, and the first point is just do the opposite of what society does and the opposite of groupthink in society, right? So whether it is, you know, you go to Hardly Normal or Domain or Freedom or, you know, choose your retailer of choice and you do the 50-month interest-free. I saw a sign the other day, 50-month interest-free. Wow. Like, interest is not your problem. It's the actual payments coming out of your cash flow that tie up your bloody cash flow. And the more of those payments you put on there, the more stress you have in your life. So interest is not your problem. So don't get lured in by crap. I feel so ragey and ranty talking about this. I'm just remembering I saw this sign like interest-free holidays. It's like, give me a freaking break. Oh my gosh. The interest isn't your problem. You know, pay in four easy installments. I mean, no, I'll pay in one installment with my money and I won't use your crap, because all these companies are only out there to make money for the owners of the company. This is like so entwined in our Australian society that we need to plug stuff into our budget with these guys that it's free to use. That's fine, but there is a percentage of people who freaking get caught out, right? And do their art. So I just don't entertain any of this crap. I don't use a credit card to chase points. I know a lot of you do. Awesome. Knock yourself out. I don't, because my personality has the proclivity to gamify crap and want to spend more to get more points. Like, I just keep it simple. I've got two bank accounts. I've got one with Upbank that's my daily spend account that I transfer, and I'll tell you, whatever, $500 a week to that account. I use it for food, groceries, going out, fuel. I don't use my brain for it. I literally just transfer money over to that account and use it, and life's simple. And I've got the other accounts with the other bank, with St. George, which is my offset account, and it's my cash hub, and all my bills are taken care of, and all my savings go out of that. Like, it's pretty simple. I'm not trying to take over the world and get an edge. I'm not trying to, I don't know, outthink everyone and be better than everyone. I'm not. I'm just unplugging and doing the complete opposite of what society tells us to do, what the advertisers on the bus tell us to do. Commonwealth Bank now, horrendous. They are now letting people bring forward their pay, advance pay. Give me a freaking break. Like, what's going on? You've got to turn off all this stuff. You've got to do the opposite of what society does if you want to win with money, particularly if you're under age 30. Keep your cash flow lean. Keep your cash flow agile. Be able to adapt. Don't have payments hanging off your cash flow. Treat yourself like a startup business that can move and adapt to changing market conditions. All this stuff sounds so basic, but a lot of us don't do it and we get caught in it. I was caught in this crap before. I bought an $800 Sony monitor when I was 18 years old, and I did GE interest-free. It was like 3 weeks' salary on a freaking LED monitor, LCD at the time. It was the first one. I got caught up in it. I've done this dumb stuff. Take it from me. Learn from my mistakes. Don't do it. Anyway, I'm happy now. The second one is behavior. You just got to know that anything to do with your money, it's all about how you act and all your behaviors, all right? So for me, and I know a lot of you use the Glenn James spending plan. If you don't, that's awesome. Just have a system that works that is more about the behavior than trying to, you know, oh, I just use the one account and I have all my stuff over here to get the extra 0.2 dickety percent or whatever of interest. If you like, and there are people who are really dialed in, they're not spenders, they're savers, and they can really live in that analytical world. Awesome. Most of us aren't like that. Just don't try and get cute. Like, I can't get cute and use a credit card for points because I freaking spend every cent that walks into my life. You've got to know that it's about behaviors, and everything I've done in my life is about behaviors. And I've only got a lot of money because I've put good behaviors in place. It's so simple. I'm dumb. Like all the crap that you hear me say on My Millennial Money and all that, I can't speak properly. I say words wrong. I bloody wrote a book with friggin' errors in it. A couple of errors. You know, I didn't pick up a couple of grammar things. Well, anyway, we won't go there, but there's a corrections part on the like, I'm such a basic bogan, right? But I've nailed the behaviors and I've learned how the money world works and, you know, really good at project managing financial strategy. But look, you know me, guys. I'm nothing special. I'm just getting out there. I'm doing the opposite of society. I've got my behaviors nailed. And the third thing, far out. I haven't been this wild in a long time. I'm revved up. Have a goal. That's all you need to do. Have a strategy, have a goal, however small. I know all of you who listen to My Millennial Money, the ones that have nailed it with their money have had a goal, have had something to aim for. I don't care if it's, I'm getting to the next Saturday without using my freaking credit card. Amazing. That's your goal. I don't care if it is, I'm saving 500 grand up with cash and buying a house with no mortgage. Awesome. I don't care if your goals, I'm making it to bloody next Saturday without drinking Coke, no sugar, because it rots my teeth. Whatever that is, but probably keep more financial goals, right? Have a goal, have an accountability partner, and layer the other two things. So I'm going to go before I alienate more people with my rants to the opposite of what society does. So groupthink is bad. Behaviors, nail the behaviors, make some changes along the way. I'll put a link in the show notes. Buy the book Atomic Habits when you buy Sort Your Money Out and Get Invested, and then have a goal. Have a strategy, however small. Hey guys, you've been real. I've been Glenn James. Thanks for listening to my rants. I'll see you soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.